All right, here we go. So yesterday, the markets were unchanged, waiting for the big Fed meeting today. And then also, after the bell, we had Google and Microsoft reporting earnings, and it's not looking good. We also had others, Boeing reporting earnings today. So we'll take a look at this. And then, of course, we will talk about the Fed meeting this afternoon and talk about what will happen today? And also, how does this affect our position? So welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Wednesday, last day of January. It is January 31st. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Well, Mark, after a quiet day yesterday, today, a different story.
It is, Marcus. Look at all that red at when we take a peek at our... What do we call that thing? Heat map. It really paints a clear picture.
Let's call this a heat map. Yes. And so first up, we see dead smack in the middle, bright red. Google down 6.4% this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about it. They reported earnings yesterday after the bell.
Sure. Google looking at their worst day since October 25th. And they actually reported better than expected earnings and sales, but some concerns over their ad revenue.
Yeah, and I mean, this is where it's about guidance. But yeah, here's my take on this. So and you tell me what you think. So Google has been up since 2023, 81%. I kind of feel this is an excuse to take some profits off the table.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Even like the recent tech earnings that we've seen recently, it's not that it's bad. It's just that traders are saying, show us more money, right? We've seen the money and it's buy the rumor, sell the fact now.
Yeah. So again, as said, they did good in earnings, but still down. Microsoft also reporting earnings. Also better than expected. And at first today, they were trading higher. Look at this. I mean, they opened actually higher, but now also sliding. And they are right now down 1% on better than expected earnings.
Yeah, interesting pullback there. We know that these are the big ones. And again, NASDAQ leading the way lower. But gosh, it just looks like profit taking, especially with a busy economic calendar.
Yeah. Now, since we are on the NASDAQ, let's go back there. There is one more stock of the Magnificent Seven that was in the news today, and that is Tesla. Tesla recovering nicely, if you take a look at this, because yesterday it didn't look so good. And we see that on a 5-minute chart, they opened much lower, recovering a little bit yesterday. And did you see what happened?
No.
So one shareholder said that Elon Musk's $56 billion Tesla compensation package is unfair. And you know what? A judge said, you're right. Because as you can see, in 2018, the board granted Musk the largest compensation plan in public history. And this is where, the judge basically said, yeah, it's unfair, especially since it seems that the board, according to the news, never negotiated with Musk. Musk said, I want $56 billion. And the board said, okay.
Why can't that happen?
I mean, quite interesting, right? I mean, the plaintiff is entitled to a rescission. However, the pay package was inappropriately set by the Tesla board. Now, I understand why Tesla is recovering, because that really doesn't affect Tesla. I mean, it affects more Elon Musk as the richest man in the world, I believe. Yeah. He's always trading places with the Louis Vuitton guy. But yeah, that's kind of a blow for him. I'm pretty sure that he will appeal, but investors quickly realize, okay, that probably doesn't affect Tesla. More Elon Musk than anything else.
That's right. I saw that headline, but I wasn't really following Tesla to see the slide there.
Yeah. All right. One more reporting earnings this morning, and that is Boeing. And this was super, super interesting because Boeing in the news, because recently, as we know, several of their planes grounded again. It seems to happen to Boeing frequently, right? That Boeing has problems with their planes, gets grounded by the FAA, fixes it, the planes go back in the air. And this is where today, super surprise that investors like what they heard here.
Yeah, better than expected earnings, better than expected revenue. The CEO saying that he believes that with that issue of the door plug blowout, that they know the problem, they understand it, and that this issue will be narrow quickly, whatever that means.
And you see, I mean, here, if you look at the earnings and say, oh, they beat earnings by 40%, they posted a smaller than expected loss. They are still posting a loss. So, initially, markets were reacting negatively, but then quickly recovered here because Boeing also declined to provide any guidance. So this means that we don't know yet how the most recent incident will affect Boeing, just the statements that you said. But other than this, they declined to give some guidance and said, hey, usually we give some guidance, but this year or this time, we don't.
Yeah, and for clarification, the narrow quickly comment was really about the probe itself. And so I think part of the optimism is just that they know what the issue is. It's not a bigger issue. It's not something that once they started investigating, at least from what we know now, and I think what the CEO alluded to, is that this isn't this major issue affecting all these other components, and it was just the tip of the iceberg. It's isolated, and they expect that to conclude real quickly.
Yeah. So super interesting. Today, the S&P is down 0.8%. The NASDAQ leading the way, down being 1.5%. And yet, interest rates are down 2%. What do you make of this?
This is interesting because normally we see the opposite, interest rates down or yields, that is, yields down, stocks higher. And I think that really we're just kind of in a let's focus on the Fed situation, regardless of what the markets are going to do, right? At least that's my take. How about you?
Yeah, it's super interesting because today we kind of have a double whammy, right? We have on the economic calendar, we have some good news. So the ADP non-farm employment change coming in lower than expected. And more importantly, the employment cost index also shrinking a little bit more than expected. Again, good news from the inflation front, but then a lot of the movement that we see today in the S&P and the NASDAQ driven by what we see here. I mean, I'm bringing up only the NASDAQ 100. You mentioned it yesterday. I mean, the Magnificent Seven, if you look at, or just Google, Meta, Apple is reporting this week, Amazon is reporting this week, Microsoft reported. Didn't you say that these five make what, like?
I think it's like 24% of the S&P and 32% of the NASDAQ 100 or around those levels. Yeah. So that's huge.
So, I mean, the size of the boxes here basically tells us the market capitalization and therefore the weight in the index. And this is where we see, yes, they make a big chunk of the index. And that's why right now the NASDAQ is being dragged down because, did you watch the probabilities? Not for this afternoon. I mean, we already know that the Fed won't do anything, but for March?
I have not checked the probabilities today.
Ooh. I did, and there are some surprises. Look at this. And this, I think, based on the news this morning, look at this. We are back to 61%. Again, this is higher than we were. We were yesterday at 44% probability that the Fed will lower rates at the next meeting in March. This morning, it jumped up to 61%.
Yeah, this is all about that data, right? Because this is an important jobs week, and we had JOLTS jobs yesterday, we had ADP today, and then we have the Friday, the main event on Friday. But this just shows so far that we have a cooling labor market, and that's what the Fed, you know, that's just going to help them with their inflation fight, right? So it seems like the increased rates have worked at this point, and a cooling labor market just makes that better for them.
All right. Now, before we talk about our positions, let's talk about this afternoon. We talked about it earlier this morning. So what do you think is going to happen this afternoon?
I believe that the Fed is going to say things that traders don't want to hear. I believe that there could be a bit of a sell-off, because I just think that traders have been super, super optimistic, and the Fed doesn't really have a reason to lower rates, right? Of course, they're going to lower rates, but right now, early, I don't think they need to do that because the economy is strong. So I think there's going to be a negative reaction.
I would love to bet against you, but I'm with you on this one. Because, I mean, we also moved really far away from the 50-day moving average. I mean, right now, in the same way as traders are using Google's better-than-expected earnings report and trying to decipher something to take some profits, trading, sending Google lower, I believe that you're absolutely right. This is what will happen this afternoon. I believe that there is a good possibility that we might go back to 4,800, getting a little bit closer to this 50-day moving average.
I think that'd be a good thing too. I think a little profit taking here makes sense. And that also helps with some premium in the options market, which we like.
That's for sure, because we see that this morning we are already trading at 14 in the VIX, the fear index. So there's definitely some fear today. So we might actually see the VIX going up to 15 tomorrow. And that would be good for us for selling options.
Exactly. And I kept one open position just for that reason.
All right, let's talk about our position. So first up, CSIQ. And again, we already know the inverse relationship. Yields are down today, meaning that CSIQ is up. Yields are down 2%. CSIQ is up 2%. All right, what's new? So this is where this afternoon, I believe that we might see some movement here. And it could be that CSIQ is filling this gap here.
It could be. It could be. But gosh, I'm liking this 10-year yield pullback. So I don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah. All right. CZR, Caesars is a trade that I took yesterday. Today, they're up 2%. So this is looking good. I'm not able to close my position just yet at 80% of max profits. But hey, I'm liking it. I sold the 43 puts yesterday. Today, up 2%. This is going pretty well.
Yeah, working out nicely. And again, I didn't take this trade. I love the chart, but a little aggressive as far as my plan goes. Although I think that the fundamental concern that would have me not take this trade is looking pretty good for Caesars.
Yeah.
Meaning that they're improving.
Yeah. NEE, our little buddy. I mean, it's chugging along. It's chugging along every day, a little bit higher here. So again, this is an interest rate sensitive stock. So we'll see if this afternoon markets rally, NEE will benefit more from it. What do you call it? Over proportionally. So we'll see. Nothing yet to do.
Yeah, I saw that one analyst, at least RBC Capital, they maintained their rating with a target of $74 a share.
Hey,
I'll
we'll
take $7 a share.
Yeah, we'll take that. All right, our little buddy UPS, after yesterday's earnings, still a bit down today, now at 143.52. Let's see, it seems that it has found a bottom here and some support at 142. So let's see what happens. We talked about it yesterday. I was able to close the call that I sold. You did the same thing. You sold the call and closed it yesterday. So we were able to make some profits on this one. And now it's a question, when can we sell calls again?
Yep. So a little more downside follow through. And I think after a big move like that, it does look like an overreaction, but 1% follow through after being down 8%. That's not a concern. I would definitely like this one to turn around, of course. But I was able to close those calls for a penny, and hopefully we now want to fill that gap.
Yeah. Now, another one, Oxy. So we both traded Oxy on Monday, and yesterday Oxy rallied. So we sold the 57 put, and our rule is that if we can take 80% of max profits within one day that is, we're doing it. Otherwise, we're taking 90% of max profits. And I was able to close it yesterday. This was a quick 24-hour trade at 80% of max profits. Sold it for $38, bought it back for $8. So that's a solid $30 profit per contract traded. I'll take it.
Yeah, I was actually, I didn't have an order in the market, but I just started a new mastermind trader assessment call. And I was talking to the trader, taking him through his first call. And I look over at Oxy and said, "Hey, you mind if I close this thing real quick?" I was able to get 80% max profit. And I mean, this is why we do that one day trade if possible, because there really isn't much premium left to squeeze out over 3.5 days at that point when I closed it. And the idea is that maybe we get another shot to sell puts. And that's what I was thinking today, Marcus. We talked about a stock that you brought up, which I think was a decent opportunity, but I'm waiting for after the Fed, and maybe Oxy gives us another good shot at 57 or 56.
Yeah, earlier today I was looking at MRO, Marathon Oil Corporation, selling the put at 22.50, but then I absolutely agree with you. This afternoon we'll see some increased volatility. Whatever happens this afternoon, we might see an opposite reaction tomorrow. So if this afternoon initially the reaction is positive, we might see a negative reaction tomorrow. So I also like the idea of having another position available. Right now I have 4 positions since I closed the Oxy one. So I'm saving this one. I was close to pulling the trigger on this one, but then I thought, oh my gosh, maybe if we see this retracement that I believe could happen to 4,800, there should be some really great opportunities.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. All right. Finally, we also closed our CVS trade. And our CVS trade was one of the very few that we did close with a loss here.
Yes. So I got into this one. It was a while ago. This one actually lasting longer than what we typically see for a WTF, where we average about 5 days. Got into this one 2 weeks ago. 76.65 was the entry. I closed it for 74.32 for a loss. But there was a nice little bonus there, because while I was in the trade, CVS went ex-dividend. And I will be entitled to a 66.67 cent dividend on February 1st.
Same for me. And this is where I wanted to see, because I do believe that I have the statistics here for the WTF strategy since I started trading it. You've been trading it for a little bit longer. I've been trading it since August, as you can see, August last year, so just a few months. And total gains so far, 21,000, losses, 2,400. So that leaves me with 18,564. All of these trades are closed out. Right now, the winning percentage higher, so it's at almost 87%. We're expecting it around to be 70%. But what I also like, the average profit is larger than the average loss here. So average profit for me, 1,052 versus the average loss, 862. So combined with the very high winning percentage, this looks good. And yes, CVS was my largest loss to date.
Hey, Marcus, you know, the best part about all of this, if you zoom out and look at that equity curve, whenever your equity curve looks like a brontosaurus, you're doing something right.
All right.
There we go. That's what we want to see.
Yeah. So this is the perfect equity curve. So please check yours. If yours looks like this, you know you're doing something right. All right.
Love it.
Hey, Are you enjoying it when we talk about our trades, showing you what's happening and showing you how the strategies are performing? If so, do us a favor, give us a like. If you like the idea of Brontosauruses in Coffee with Marcus and Mark, give us another like. And if you think that this is something worth sharing, there's a share button right underneath here. So please feel free to share it. And then we'll be back tomorrow letting you know of what happened this afternoon with the Fed meeting and if we decided to take any trades. All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.